ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7, the activities of King Bharat, and the verse is verse number 4. So as it is in prose, I will just read along the Sanskrit, and we can, after the word-for-word translation. Sabahuvin mahipati pit pitamahavad huru vatsalataya sve sve karmani vartamana praja svadharmam anuvartamana parya palayat. Sa, that king, Maharaj Bharat, Bahuvit, being very advanced in knowledge, mahipati, the ruler of the earth, Pitri, father, Pitamaha, grandfather, Vat, exactly like, Uru Vatsalataya, with the quality of being very affectionate to the citizens, Sve Sve, in their own respective karmani, duties, vartamana, remaining, praja, the citizen, svadharmam anuvartamana, being perfectly situated in his own occupational duty, Parya Palayat, rule. Translation. Maharaj Bharat was a very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizen, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was as affectionate to the citizen as his father and grandfather has been. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duty, he ruled the earth. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is most important that the chief executive rule the citizen by keeping them fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. Some of the citizens were Brahmana, some were Kshatriya, and some were Vaishya and Shudra. It is the duty of the government to see that the citizen act according to this material division for their spiritual advancement. No one should remain unemployed or unoccupied in any way. One must work as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra on the material path, and on the spiritual path, everyone should act as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. Although formerly the government was a monarchy, all the kings were very affectionate toward the citizens, and they strictly kept them engaged in their respective duties. Therefore, society was very smoothly conducted. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gola Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Prabhupada, Pilasya Jagannathana, Nabhutali, Bhakta, Sukhaya, Krishna, Kitanina, Narashingana, Rakshitaya, Namo Namaha. So I can read the translation once more. Maharaj Bharat was a very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizen, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was as affectionate to the citizen as his father and grandfather has been. had been, keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. So that's a very nice, interesting verse, actually, about the function of the Varnashram Dharma as being essential for the welfare of all living human beings. Specifically, Prabhupada explained in the purport how it is most important that the ruler, the chief executive, and they actually rule the citizen by keeping them fully engaged in their occupational duty, in their respective occupational duty. And it's, as we understand, as a Vaishnav devotee being taught by Prabhupada, the Varnashram is of the utmost importance for actually give the opportunity to everyone, every human being, to advance both in material and spiritual occupation. So we all know the different category respective to the Varna and the Ashram. Prabhupada explained how some of the people, the citizens, they were Brahman, or Kshatriya, some were Vaishya and Shudra. And Prabhupada make this point that the main actually duty of the ruler, the king, in this case the king and King Bharat, but actually to any ruler of any society, the main most important job actually is to be sure that everyone in the society is actually engaged according to this material division of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. And this is actually, as it is explained by Prabhupada, that no one should remain unemployed or unoccupied in any way. As many times, people in general have a wrong conception about spiritual life, that especially people who actually are not inclined to spiritual life, they think that so-called spiritualists, actually they are just people who don't want to work in a society, who don't want to have any duties, and they just are lazy people who don't take any responsibility. But as we understand from the Shastra, it's just the opposite, actually, in the sense that a spiritualist, he understands that in order that every living entity is well situated, he has to be in one of these categories. In this case, Prabhupada said that's the duty to see that all citizens act according to this material division. And this is very important, especially for ourselves in a society of Krishna consciousness at this time, because although we are still very young in one sense, especially in Western country, when we see that after all, what is it, just 45 years, all the movement is from the time Prabhupada create this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So it's really very extremely short period. It's very young movement if you compare to even other religious group like the Christian or the Muslim or the Jew. They are speaking of thousands of years, and you can see how so many things have happened and history, how they grow. So in comparison, on a materialistic at least point of view, our society is very young. But still, Prabhupada made this statement, or he made many statements related to the Varnashram, but he made one that he came and he just stayed quite a short time, if we think about it in the West, for his disciple, just like 15, 17 years. And he said that he made the frame of the ISKCON society, and that's up to us to actually do everything else. That when you have a frame, like you have a body, a skeleton, and there's everything else who come on it, and according to the origin, to the frame. So in the same case, we have to understand what does it mean, and it can mean many things, of course, how we should develop this society of ISKCON, how we should actually try to spread Krishna consciousness in a way that people are more and more inclined to organize their life in relation to Krishna, and more be involved in this Sankirtan Yagya. So it's not an easy task in one sense. It demands a very deep spiritual understanding and a love in intelligence. And it's not something that we can just speculate on our own, but we should really pray for the mercy of the previous Acharya to enable us to actually understand how to continue this movement of Sankirtan. So in this way, we understand that Prabhupada, one aspect we can actually understand, at least when he said that we have to continue what he did, and he did the frame, so we have to do what's follow. It's that actually, and he said also, he mentioned quite many times, especially at the end of his life, how it is important to establish this Varnashram. Especially in the beginning, we were more concentrated on the ashram, because Prabhupada said, after all, this movement he created, the first reason was to create Brahmana, because that's really essentially what's needed in the world, in a human society. It's missing Brahmana, it's missing the head. So without a head, I mean, you cannot even speak about the other member. So that's what was the first objective. But in the same time, Prabhupada explained how it was very important to try to develop this understanding of Varna in the society. And although it's mentioned here, according to this material division, we could say in one sense, oh, what do we have to do with it? They say anyway, in the Kali Yuga, the Varnashram system, it's not working so well anyway. We should more just concentrate on the spiritual aspect. But Prabhupada said that that the government, they have to see the citizens act according to this material division for their spiritual advancement. In another way, we should understand that acting in this world without taking in consideration the varna of each one, it's for very, very advanced people who are already situated on a transcendental platform. And we should always remember where we are situated ourselves. In another way, are we really be able to maintain through all our life this spiritual consciousness? Can we be really sure of that? And of course, we can say, well, I don't know, we try my best. But as we see in a society of ISKCON, it's not so easy. Many people join, they are young and they are very enthusiastic. But to keep this enthusiasm, to be fully dedicated to the service of Krishna through all our life, it's a very elevated challenge, actually. It's very difficult, because after all, we may join when we are a young man or a young girl and be very enthusiastic to serve Krishna. But how can you be sure when you will be older man, older woman, that you will have the same enthusiasm? It's not always so evident. And we can already assume this in our daily life, because there's so up and so many up and down in our consciousness, in our spiritual life. So there is a need, in another way, for protection if we want to attain the goal of practicing consciousness, a Krishna consciousness, through our whole life as a human being. And this protection, this net, in another word, is the Varnashram. In another sense, we have to model our life according to the Varna and Ashram, that we feel very secure every day in Krishna consciousness. And there is a need for most of us to be situated in one of the or the other category. Especially the Varna, it's a difficult point because it's very difficult to assume who is Brahman, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya. It's not easy, that's for sure. In a previous time, there was actually a very great leader, especially the Guru. He was able to see the tendency of every of his pupil, of his disciple, and the family also was a very big concern. But now it's kind of all mixed up. But still, we have to try to establish ourselves in a position when we feel comfortable on the long term. We may do something in our daily life which is not really of our nature, of our desire, of our liking, and that's nice, and it's the proof of our dedication to Krishna, to serve Prabhupada. But we should also take in consideration that in order to actually go through all our life in Krishna consciousness, we should actually do something that we feel at ease. In other words, we should do something we like, that we feel it's really our nature, and that should be something really promote, and we speak between ourselves and between the guru and the disciple, and between the family member, because we have seen many times people, they are not able to maintain Jai Shishi Radha Gopinath ki. Yeah, many times people are not able to maintain their Krishna consciousness, and we can say, oh, it's because they have material desire. Of course, they have. We all have material desire, that's for sure. But it's also, we have to understand, it's many times people, they are not situated properly in their ashram or their varna, or they do something they really don't like, they are forced, or they think, oh, I like to do this for Krishna, so this in my life, I like so much to enjoy doing this. So now I am a devotee, so I should not do it anymore. I should do something I don't like. So this is a kind of wrong conception that we should actually not have. And Krishna consciousness doesn't mean we don't do things we don't like. No, we do things we like, but for Krishna. Like if you think, for example, of Nanda Maharaj, why is he doing keeping the cow to his whole life, making yogurt, selling milk product? Well, he's doing this because it's his nature, he likes to do it. And of course, he's a pure soul, he's a liberated soul, and he's doing 100% for Krishna. But for ourselves, as a beginner in spiritual life, and we have to find a position where we like to do things for Krishna, and we feel at ease, and in this way we can go for a very long period, because after all, although on a level of eternity a human life is very small, for our perception it's very long. And we never know what's going to be next. So we should establish we should establish ourselves in a position when we feel very much at ease. And some people, they feel more at ease doing brahmana jobs. Some do vaishya. There's so many things. Prabhupada is actually expertise was to being able to engage everyone in so many varieties of service and duties. Of course, like I say, Prabhupada was unique and he was able in this way to engage so many people. So we should not pretend to be to have the same level of perception or understanding of what people in the society should be doing. We should be humble in a sense that we have to be careful. Sometimes we think this person he don't want to do this because actually he's just on a false ego platform. I should push him to do this that he don't like. We should be very careful actually that our main concern is to see that everyone is happy in Krishna consciousness, because that's what will make people stay. It's very simple. Why so many people stay and why so many people don't stay? Because some people, they don't feel happy. You just move where you will feel happy. That's the nature of the soul. You want to be happy. We can have so much deep philosophy, but if a person don't feel happy in his Krishna consciousness, don't feel comfortable, it's very difficult to remain in this movement. So that's the importance of Varna on the long term for the development of this movement is extremely important, because it's not that everyone, as we say so many times, will join a community and live in a community. This community, actually, they are for training people. Of course, there is always a core of people who, as we know, the Brahmana, they are the people who usually live next to the temple. They are the Brahmana, but they are only one part, and many other person need to be engaged properly. So they come to the Brahman, to the temple, and they are trained, and they try to apply their Krishna consciousness in their own position, situation, in their own duties as a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. And in this way, everyone will be satisfied. So Prabhupada, in this way, make the point that although formerly the government was a monarchy, he said all the king were very affectionate toward the citizen. And just like a father is very concerned about his children, so the relation between a leader, king, temple, president, guru, whatever leader, position, teacher, it's just like a father or a mother. You are your main reason why you have this relation of leader with this person, pupil, is because actually you are affectionate. That's the main reason, not just to have a big post or position. Actually, you really want to help. And just like a father or mother is very... conscious to how to engage his children properly in life. In the same way, a leader should be very conscious how the person who follow him are engaged properly in the best way. That's extremely important if actually we want to help. That's the most important. And the father is always very conscious of the children. He's always busy when he's small, and when he's very quickly he has to go to school, he has to learn, or he learn to do a job, or he do more study. He never an idle moment. Like there is this English saying, we say that idle mind is the workshop of the devil. That means it's not the nature of the conditioned soul. I mean, it's not the nature. It's maybe the nature of so many of us, but it's not good for the conditioned soul to remain non-active, to just space out. It's very dangerous, actually, because very quickly the material energy take, especially of mode of ignorance, take over, and we fell into the most deep well of ignorance. So we should always be very busy, but in the same time, in a proper way, not in a mode of passion, but under the direction of the scripture and of the elder and the previous acharya, in order to actually progress in Krishna consciousness. In this way, the society can really benefit, and everyone is happy, very active, and in the same time making progress. Otherwise, very quickly it can become the chaos, just like Arjuna when he was on the battlefield with Krishna. He said this verse, Adharma bivavat Krishna padushanti kulastriya stishu dustishu vashnena jayate vana sankara, that when a religion become prominent in a family, the woman become polluted, and from degradation of womanhood, unwanted progeny, vana sankara, unwanted progeny develop. So we have to be very cautious. It's a very tricky way, in a sense that very quickly we can actually fall away from the proper path. We should be very, and the best way to be nicely situated, we should understand, it's to be always engaged in the activity of Krishna consciousness, which means actually, like we said at the beginning of the class, that we have to find one way or another a way to be engaged in some kind of activity for the pleasure of the Lord, under the direction of the Acharya, the spiritual master, and try to actually be more and more pure in our motivation, and in the same time to be remain always properly situated. We didn't speak so much about the ashram, but also we should understand that the ashram, they are also for the very same reason facility given to the human being to progress in spiritual life. There is not actually any ashram which is detrimental, although we often say the brahmachari, the vanaprastha sannyasi, there is three of them, they are really for renunciation. And grihastha, there is some slight concession, if we could say, in a guided sense enjoyment. But Prabhupada said that actually grihastha mean also spiritual life in one sense, spiritual advancement in one sense. A grihastha, which if he is really acting properly, is as better as any other ashram. For dissuasion, by example, I don't say this for you, but the brahmachari is he give respect to grihastha, because grihastha is actually considered someone who is quite elevated, in a sense that he has to, although he's in a contact with sense enjoyment, he has to practice the control of the senses, like you have in a Muslim culture. Actually, it's very not so well accepted if someone is not married. It's really something everyone has to be married, not just because of the fact everyone has to enjoy, but it's understanding that married life means responsibility, and that's the main thing of married life, that you learn to take responsibility. And in the same way, you may move further, not out of frustration because you don't like your wife or your husband, or because you don't got actually so the sense gratification that you were expecting, but you move because, or you don't want to take any more responsibility. No, but you move because actually you are really are becoming detached, and you want to take more responsibility for helping the society. So in a general Varnashram society, we understand that usually the Brahman, they go through all these four ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, they go like this progressively. That's the Brahman. Of course, you are very special soul, like our Maharaj, they can go directly like this. But it's really not ordinary. In general, they go. And in the same way, the Kshatriya, they go also Brahmachari Grihastha, and they go up to Vanaprastha, like you have the example of the Pandava. At the end of their life, they went to the Himalaya, and their wife was also following. And they keep their wife, but they took to Vanaprastha, I mean renunciation. Mm-hmm. And usually there are not absolute rules that there is no exception, but usually the Vaishya, they do mostly Brahmachari and Grihastha. They don't go more further. And the Shudra, they don't just do Brahmachari, they just do Grihastha. That's generally like this. So we should be honest. I mean, I mentioned this because we should be honest with ourselves to see where actually we will be more nicely situated in order to advance in Krishna consciousness. And if we have some doubt, and even if we don't have doubt, it's always the best to confirm with a superior, with the spiritual master, with all the Vaishnava and the scripture, that actually we do the right choice. Because those choices, they are not some very small thing in life. They are very important, this Varnashram, because they will actually, if we are properly situated, as I explained, we can actually be very enthusiastic, develop a lot of enthusiasm in making advancement in Krishna consciousness, and in this way be happy and continue until the end of our life, and that will be actually the success of our, we'll say, the personal mission as an individual, and also that's also what will make the greatest contribution for our society of ISKCON in general, because, like I said at the beginning, maybe we are still very young movement, especially in the West, so we have a lot of immaturity, but we can learn already a lot from our past mistake. And I guess one thing to close the class, I could say that one thing that for sure it's needed at this present time in ISKCON, if we want to be ourselves well situated, and also if we want successfully that our movement expand strongly and solidly in the society, it's a kind of stability in the movement. At the beginning, it's often like this. When you start something, it's very ethic. There's a lot of movement, and it's go there, you try this and that and that. And it's good. You have to start somewhere anyway. And so nothing is wrong. But on the long term, what we need is stability in life in order to be ourselves properly situated, but also to attract people, because if people see that it's very always changing, or most of the people they come and they just do for a very short period of time Krishna consciousness, and they go away, so you don't really see the future of this. So if we become more mature in a sense that we become more ground, and steady in the position, in one of the positions of the Vana and Ashram, actually it will be a great achievement, and for sure we will be very, it will very much please Srila Prabhupada in order to propagate his movement. So maybe you have some question or commentary? Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I left, you were suggesting that it's better to do a service than to don't like, because then you get a lot of, I think you said, you get a lot of mercy. I was not quite sure what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You said something like that, that if you do something which is more difficult, it needs to be done, then you get like
the mercy. Yeah, there is some truth in it. It's true of also that if it's too easy, you take it cheap. So you say, well, it's not so much different than the others, and you just don't take it seriously. And you, that's a, there's a, some fact in it. But in the same time, we should understand that it's not so easy to accept to get the mercy, although the mercy is very much. An essential factor in advancement in Krishna consciousness. In the same time, to be always situated in a position where, like you say, we do something we don't like, and in this way, Krishna will really appreciate, oh, this guy made really an effort because he's doing something he don't like for me. It's not easy to maintain this. You know that you are in this position. Like I say, it's a fact you could say, and many there's so many discussion in the movement, how Prabhupada was acting in the beginning in a movement with his disciple, and there's many questioning why, for example, he gives sannyas to this person. It seems so obvious. He was, no, like this. So we can speculate. I don't want, that's not the goal. What I won't say, but I just mentioned this fact that sometimes, especially at the beginning, people are doing things they are not really liking to do because it's, there's a sense of urgency, a need. Like we know, Prabhupada was very old. You know, he has only a few years to establish the frame. So that's why something like practically impossible. So we have to do some drastic, I would say, decision. And engage people in the, of course, in the way they were the best, but also sometimes he has to engage people doing things that they were, it was obviously not really what they were for. But that's always the point, is of kind of the sense of urgency. It's a short period. You do this kind of thing. Prabhupada did this a few years. In another sense, that's good for start, but to remain and to establish strongly the society and to attract people, you have to see that in general, people, they have to do something they are made for it. We all have a condition, man. When we take birth, we have a specific body, and this body has to be engaged properly. On the spiritual level, we can do anything for Krishna. That's a fact. But, like I say, are we always on a spiritual, pure spiritual consciousness that we can actually act in any way for Krishna? It's not so evident. In another sense, we should accept our condition, especially if we want people remain in Krishna consciousness, they have to be satisfied. I mean, there's both. In another sense, you can act in a specific way because of urgency. But if you do this always, that's not an urgency anymore. That's something wrong, because, like I say, if you are on a long term, normally you have to act in a normal way, in a way you are conditioned for. You can do you can act differently for a short time, but if you try to always, and we have seen so many times these people, they push to do something, and so much that they get completely burned out. We have seen so many times, and so it's important now specifically that we want the movement to be more deeply rooted and people nicely situated, that we learn to engage everyone according to their nature. And sometimes it's true, we can test our sincerity when we are asked to do some special thing that we don't feel really is something I like to do, but sometimes it's good also. That's a true also. Yeah. Is him okay? Or? Yeah. Maharaj, you want to add something?
This is actually one of so much a 76-77 people is not love. That person should have faith for a 76 the way the West can sustain. So that should be the last one, because it has a faith for that last life. And that this is part of the nature of that person who frequently practice ascetics. For many of the people who do not have taste to do it.
Eric?
First thing that my mind is done for us. It's not the last thing. You can all know it's the best one.
That's nice one. You not a gino?
So we should always know that for some time, you know, That's true. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.